Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Kaya, for those that do not know. And before I even get into the episode, I do want to say that I am going to start having a set schedule. I'm going to be posting podcasts, I want to say, every Sunday, a guarantee every Sunday, and then whatever's in between. But there's definitely going to be a podcast posted every single Sunday. I can give you all a million and one excuses as to why I haven't been, but rather than doing that, I'm just give you all a solution to the problem, because y'all have been harassing me nonstop. Like, where this podcast at, sis? What's going on? I need answers. So I'm just going to give you all a solution to the problem. And thank y'all so much for just showing me so much love, so much support, giving me so much feedback. And I really do appreciate it. From the bottom of my heart, I really, 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 really do appreciate it. Because like I said before, I did not expect this much love and this much support, but I fuck with y'all for fucking with me, and that's just what it is. You can follow me y'all can follow me on Instagram at Kaya Bricks, KYAHBRIXX, and you can also follow me on Twitter at Kaya Bricks, KYAHBRIXXX. And today's episode is different, y'all. I have a guest. A very special guest, shall I say, and I'm just gonna stop talking and I'm going to let her introduce herself. So thank y'all so much again for just fucking with me, and I hope y'all like it.
Hey, I'm Ty. My Instagram, I don't really use Twitter like that, so I'm giving my Instagram. It's Ty Pretty with 3 T's. I'm Kaya's best friend. We've known each other forever.
And we're little, but okay. So before we get into the topics for today, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. It just sounds a little laggy, guys. I'm sorry. But so before we get into it, I'm just going to do some icebreakers with you. Is that okay?
Yep, absolutely.
before we keep going, bitch.
Real interviewish.
Real interview. Absolutely.
I'm giving real.
I need you to ungive it. Whatever you're giving, ungive it.
All right, hold on.
That's why I'm going to do some icebreakers with you, because I want you to really just feel yourself, okay?
All right.
Okay, so the first thing, do you sleep with the fan on or off? Like, do you like the cold?
I sleep with my fan off. I have badass anxiety, so I feel like it may fall on me while I'm asleep. So I sleep with it off.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Let me see what else. Okay, so what do you look for in a friendship?
I look for honesty in a friendship. I look for someone that I can come to and someone that can come to me. I look for peace, honesty in a friendship.
Mm, yes, sir. I appreciate that. are you a talker or a listener?
It depends on who I'm around. Usually I'm a listener if I'm just getting to know you. But if I know you very well, I'm a talker.
Okay. Are you a sneaker person or a heel person?
Chill, none. But give me the sneaker. I can't.
Give me the flag. That's that. Give me the sandal.
The heel.
Give me the flag. Give me the sandal.
It's giving real chucks.
Okay, so would you prefer to date older or younger?
Older. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I agree. I feel like they like, girl, we don't even know you. You right. You listen to somebody else.
I like
older. Right. I heard you. Let me see. What else? Who's your favorite artist? Like, who do you listen to? Who's the person that you like?
J. Cole, most definitely. He is my escape.
What is your biggest turn off?
My biggest turn off is, and this is with guys, dating-wise.
Okay. Well, that's actually a good question. We're going to do guys dating-wise, and then we're going to do just as a person.
All right, guys, dating wise, I don't like when men try to make a decision for me, or when they pretty much tell me what they like and what they don't like in females, and just all this shit that they do and don't like, and they're very imperfect and flawed, and it's noticeable right away. I can't.
Okay, so now what is your turn off as far as people?
My turn off for people? Child's lie. I don't like when people cut me off.
On the road or
maybe anywhere. Don't cut me off. It don't matter where we at. My turn off for people. I just don't like when people talk too much. Just too much, giving out information that's just basically telling on themselves.
I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. I agree. Okay, so let's get a little bit more risque. And we're going to talk about... Okay, you know we like that. Okay, listen, I was waiting for this one. Question one, baby. Where was the nasty stuff, Naba? Okay, so when you are adulting, and we're going to say adulting because I just like the way it sounds. Okay. I might switch it up and get real raunchy. All
right.
Is it raunchy? Yeah, that's an A. I might say something you want to say. But so when you're adulting, do you like it in the daytime or do you like it at night?
I like it at night because I wear wigs. Mm. So if my shit slide off, baby, you don't even know.
Oh my. Y'all don't even know the fucking head.
I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to tell myself, but baby, if it comes off, I can slide it back on. You don't want
to. We're going to fix it. Okay, we're going to fix it. So do you like, when you're adulting, do you like the lights on or you like the lights off?
I told you I wear wigs. Turn everything off, okay? Phones included.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, nothing.
Okay. What about music? Like, do you like music or no music?
I like light music. Don't play none of that harassed shit while we, you know. But yeah, music is fine. But it's just, it has to be a middle. I don't like that too soft music, that lovey dovey, because it's like, what the fuck, nigga, you in love? But it can't be no hard gangster, because then it feels like to me it's just the fuck.
Yeah, it don't got no passion to it. It's like, oh my gosh, it's like this nigga trying to just really drill me out right now.
So we good. Play it on.
Just the right amount of roughness in there. That's it. So do you like, all right, so let's switch it up a little bit. So do you like it from the front? Do you like it from the back? Maybe do it like that.
Hey.
But no, do you like it? What's your favorite, you know, intimacy, adulting position?
Now you know I'm not good at positions. I don't know the names.
Just to describing it.
The one where
y'all, and I'm good at names, so as soon as she say it, I'm gonna tell y'all what it is.
Nah, I'm gonna stick to a basic because I really don't want to sound like a dumbass right now, so I'm gonna just say doggy style. And actually that might be my least favorite.
So why would you? No,
that's
no,
only
no,
one
no,
I
no.
know.
Go with, describe it, because I'm pretty sure we have adults, right? They can figure out, you know, which one exactly you're talking about.
All right, let me think. It really depends on who's doing it, though, because some... I'm trying to...
They all not the same. Let's just keep the light.
Not.
They all not the same.
Show the fuck is
okay.
I guess I like when I'm on top and they're laying down.
Okay, so you just like being on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I heard you.
That's not the name.
Being on top. Mm-hmm. Shit, I don't know. That's what it is. Hey, that's what I say.
Shit.
Okay. All right. So now that we got the icebreakers out the way, you feel a little bit more comfortable.
I'm
Good.
super comfortable.
All right, cool. So can we talk about real quick, because I don't even know what this podcast is going to be about for real. So, and we this is going to be regular for us, but Summer Walker, like how people are criticizing her so much for having social anxiety and for actually coming forward and expressing her social anxiety with the world and basically them giving her backlash for it. I feel like it's so hypocritical of us because we always, as the African American community, excuse me, want to say so many things as far as, oh, mental illness, mental health, we have to make sure we're okay, express your feelings, da, 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 because you never know what people are going through. But yet when it comes to what people want as far as their perform her performance and what she can give to them, it's not a good enough excuse. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, oh no, she's using it as an excuse because she's lazy and she's this, she's that, when all in reality, you're the same person that said, I'm here for you when I need you, and just all of this, you know what I'm
And
saying?
then
It's
beat
just
him
like,
up, yeah. And
yeah,
then
it's like at the same time, you beat somebody up.
and the way that they
Right.
express themselves can actually cause someone to go depressed. I don't agree with that. I feel like I have social anxiety too, so I definitely understand. As far as her performing, girl, she ain't lip singing. I'm gonna stand my ass right there. Actually, give me a chair, okay?
Let
I'll be winded after one
me sit
little
this ass down, because I need you to.
yes. So, yeah, I feel like they're hypocritical as fuck.
Oh,
Excuse me, I don't
damn.
know if he's supposed to be cursing.
How
No,
the
I'm gonna get loose
fuck
in this motherfucker.
She.
Yeah, I feel like just a lot of people, they just want to just not like somebody or just complain or have a
They want a
reason.
reason,
Yeah.
exactly. They want a reason to block somebody out. And it's, I feel like it's very unfortunate because as already a woman, you already get so much criticism and so much backlash that I've experienced in the music, not I've experienced, but I witnessed, shall I say, in the music industry. And it's just like you're held up to such a high standard and you can't do any wrong and you can't be the type of person that you want to be and still expect people to love you openly or
Yeah, I feel
willingly.
like
You know what I'm saying?
something has to be wrong. And I feel like a lot of
Something
people
has
do
to be
that.
wrong. And they were waiting for, they couldn't wait, like how everybody just went into an uproar when she said that she don't like taking showers.
Showers,
I
yep.
think that a lot of people misunderstood what she was saying because it was the perfect opportunity to bash her. It was the perfect opportunity. Like, you can't, like, oh, she doesn't like taking showers. Cancel. You dirty. You smell like this. You smell like that. Well, in reality, she first of all, she doesn't have to explain herself. That's just period. That's what anything. You don't have to
Nothing. She
explain
didn't have
yourself
to. Nope.
at all. So when she explained to them, listen, I don't like taking showers the way that, first of all, she was on tour when she made the statement.
On a
You feel me?
bus.
First of
So I'm
all, on a
sure she
fucking
meant
bus.
she don't like it taking the showers on the damn bus, but go
Yeah.
off.
But okay, thank you. Like, come on, let's not act like y'all don't be in that fucking bathroom taking little pissy ass showers before y'all go get
Little hoe
some
baths.
a
Yeah.
little whole bath. Come on, we ought to been there. Relax. Like, let's relate. Like, you don't feel the need to take a whole ass shower. Just wash your hot spots. But
Oh, I like that. Hot spots.
your
Yep.
hot
Finna
spots. That's what my mom would be calling them. My mom would be like, wash your hot spots. But
Watching her use it.
okay. But yeah, so I just feel as though like people are being a little bit too hard and people are coming too strong. It's not that serious. Like, you're gonna get your money back. I'm pretty sure that if you cancel the tour that you gotta get your money back, right?
Yeah, you done.
Like, you know, and you made it actually, because we talked about this previously, you made a good statement and basically said that you could go your whole life without seeing somebody. Like, because I've never, and me personally, I've never been to a concert. You know, I have favorite artists, Drake, J. Cole, Summer Walker, SZA, who else have I, Chris Brown. I've never ever seen anybody live, but I just love their music. You can love somebody's music and love their art without having to see them.
Because it's because you actually Frank like Ocean. The music.
Frank Ocean, exactly. Frank Ocean barely does concerts anymore. Barely. He'll give you some bomb ass shit, never do a concert, mm-hmm. but you'll still love who he is as a person and as a creator. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to see somebody live.
I think people are just it's a privilege. Obsessed with, like, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, if you like the music has nothing to do with the person. Half the time, the music people come out with has nothing to do with their lives. They've never been through it. They've never, it's something for you to relate to. So, I just.
And they be having people write their own music. And it's just, it's not even about the writing. It's not about that. It's about the way that you portray it, the way that you give it, you know what I'm saying? Beyonce doesn't write most of her songs, you know what I'm saying? But the way that she performed, not even, I don't want to say perform because that's kind of hypocritical what I'm trying to say, but the way that she gives it to her people, it's just like, oh my God, yes, I love it, Beyonce, you're like the queen, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just the way that she gives it to you. It's not about what, you know, someone is writing or anything.
And like I think that. Everyone that's an artist always goes through. Everybody didn't like Cardi B at one point. She couldn't be a rapper. She wouldn't make it. And then when she did do it, she was a one hit wonder. Oh, now she got two songs. And then she created that slow song. The
And they'd be like, oh, it's not gonna last. It's not gonna last. Like, that's fucked up, dog.
It's a slow song, but she needs to stop talking about all this whole shit. But when she came out with the slow song that y'all said she needed to do, nobody liked it. So it's, I just feel like, you know, everybody.
You can never win. You can never win. That's just what it is.
So you might as well just go on about your life. I'm glad Summer Walker canceled her concert because it wasn't making her happy. And if it's not making her happy, stop.
What's the purpose? What's the point? You're going to drive yourself crazy.
Exactly. And I think people need to realize that mental health and it, saying all this stuff about mental health, she wasn't happy. So she stopped. So what's the issue? Now, she mentally, it wasn't helping her, it wasn't, she wasn't there with it, she didn't like it, she didn't like the criticism, so she stops.
I back Summer Walker 1000%.
I love her.
If something doesn't make you happy, and I feel like this is a lesson for everybody, like if something doesn't make you happy genuinely, cut that shit out. That's just what it is. Stop it, you know. Don't be forced to continue because ultimately you'll be making other people happy, period. That's just what it is. You're making other people happy and you're not getting anything from it. Literally, you know, you're driving yourself crazy. Who's to say if Summer Walker really would have like continued her tour and been super depressed and you never hear music from her again? She's a creator, you feel me? She's someone who needs to express herself, and music is the way that she can express herself.
Yeah, and she knew her limits, so she just...
She knew her limit, and I appreciate it, and I 1000% respect it. You gotta respect it, period. No matter how you feel about it, you have to respect it. and another thing, because I feel like, you know the term, well, of course you know the term, like the like energy and toxic and negativity and like just all those common words that have been used over the past few years, very often. How her, I'm sorry, I'm going brain dead right now. Retouched and everything like that because she's I can't really think of the word, but like she can feel people's energy and it kind of it shifts her. An introvert, but it's something. Another term for it, but fuck it. So basically she can feel people's energy. She doesn't really like to touch people because if they're having an off day, she can feel that. Do you think that's true? Not saying that she's wrong. I'm not saying, you know, she's a liar, but do you feel as though people's energy can rub off on you and it really take a toll?
Yeah, I do feel like that. I feel like even if somebody hugs you, you ever been hugged by a man or just someone and they hug you too rough? Or
oh my gosh, Tasia,
with grandparents, friends,
I was literally about to say that, like, and I'm not about to get too deep, but you know who exactly who we're talking about right now, right?
Yes.
Glasses
Yeah. I'm here,
Tasia, yes, Remember, he did something.
Yes.
It's like he shook my hand and like brought me into embrace
it makes
me,
me feel
and I did not like it.
It makes
oh
me
my
feel
God,
like if we
I
were in a room
feel it.
alone, you would take advantage of me. And that was your
It's
way.
creepy.
It made me feel like this is your way to tell me, like, if you want to go there, we can go there. Like, I don't know. It makes me feel
I
very
didn't like it.
uncomfortable.
And the energy, the spirit that just took over my body. Every time I see him, not, and y'all, listen, when it comes to people, it is soon, use your gut, period. When it comes to people, take them for who they are, okay? Mm-hmm. Every time I see him, and it's not, and I'm grown enough to know, you know, to know my emotions, shall I say. Every time I see him, something just takes over my body, and it's just like a red sign on top of his head, like, keep it brief and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Keep it brief and keep it moving. And I feel like that's what a lot of people. But back to what you were saying. What were you saying?
Shit.
No. Okay, you were basically saying like when it comes to like you said grandparents, friends, and here we are.
Yeah.
like grandparents, friends, real, like you can get like a certain energy
right now. Yeah. But yeah, you can definitely, I feel like you can feel energy. You can feel like some people, the way that they touch you, you feel like you have to watch your back because they're touching you. They're actually giving you, you know, a light touch is giving you openness, a more of a grip. It makes you feel uncomfortable, especially especially because she hasn't went.
And it doesn't
about
have to be
past.
A man.
It doesn't have to be a man to make
you feel uncomfortable.
By females,
women,
and it makes me feel hate. It makes me feel
envious. Not envious towards them, but envious upon you, or you just feel negativity in their spirit. Like you know, me and you, we're huggers. You know, we love to hug, we love to embrace, but don't ever get it twisted. We feel the energy before we ever embrace somebody.
And then
like, one
I feel
time,
like if she, I'm sorry to cut you off, but if she hugs you because you have a good energy and she felt like you deserved a hug, well, she's at a meet and greet. She got to fuck it. She got to hug everybody. And then, and then who's to say you don't fucking stink? Like that's it. Damn. Girl, I
real
hug you because you stink.
And you funky.
You're
you
funk.
Are funky. You're funk.
Yeah.
You're rank.
Yeah.
You're rank.
Oh, I should do my like that. No. But
Why should I do that?
But.
Yeah.
We did that thing.
I said it too. But,
yeah.
No, seriously, I feel like, and this isn't just with Summer Walker, though. This is honestly just what, I felt that, like, when she was saying what she was, I'm like, damn, like, that makes sense, because remember that one time we went to the beach, and that guy was like, we were trying to take a picture or something, he's like, I'll take a picture for y'all, and we just automatically was like, this nigga Jones trying to steal our phone. Like, it just was, like, something that was just, and imagine, like, if he really did take our phone, we would have knew better. We would have like, damn, like, I felt it not to do that. And remember when he tried to take a picture with you and put his, like, an arm around you? And it was just that instant, like, ooh, like you felt, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You felt it. Like, you just felt his energy. And I feel like energy is very transparent. People don't even know the slightest bit of what can happen when you get a hold of the wrong energy. It's hard to shake a badass vibe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's very hard to get rid of that funk that comes with people. You know? I feel like a lot of people don't understand.
All right, y'all, so this podcast has now come to an end, and thank you so much, Taija, for just being very honest, being very transparent, being very open, and I love you so much, and I really do appreciate everything. I know that you're always there for me, and I'm always there for you, and that's just how our that's just how we've been rolling the ball. So thank you so much again for everything. And y'all, thank y'all so much for just listening. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank y'all so much for just all the love and all the support. And telling your mom, your aunts, your cousins, your niece, your uncles, everybody about my podcast. I really do appreciate it. I forgot to state my mental in the beginning of this podcast, but I'm good, y'all. I've just been booked and busy. That's it. And like I said, I will be posting guaranteed every Sunday and sometimes in between then. So be on the lookout for a podcast every Sunday. And without further ado, I'm going to just close this out. Like I say every podcast, if you did not pray, if you did not thank God, thank Him right now. Before you even ask for something, just be grateful, be thankful. And I'm going to catch y'all on the next one.